In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to review the Mass intentions because I think on days prior I forgot to give them. On Tuesday, the Mass was offered for James, the proposed soul of James Huff. On Wednesday, the Mass was offered in honor of St. Jude on his feast day. And today, the Mass is being offered for Annie Agard, the repose of her soul. We do ask that we continue to keep in prayer our brother Jake, I believe it's Lucero, don't get me wrong on the last name, who just passed away this week, as well as Benny and his wife. I can't recall, but they're two relatives of deacons who died this week, both husband and wife, at an older age. And as well, two deacons from the Archdiocese passed away recently. So if you could please keep all of these and those who are dying, even as we speak, in your prayers. So do you remember the votive Mass that we're offering is for what saint? Do you remember? Not even Fabian, who loves the saints, remembers what the saints is. And so I can say with you very confidently, just like it says in the scripture, but you are unable to answer this question. Pause for a life. There we go. So now that's out of the way. St. Alphonsus Rodriguez, you probably haven't heard much about him, but he's an amazing Jesuit saint. Some of you maybe are taking the time right now to look him up so you can get some more information on his life. An incredible Jesuit saint. He was there, I believe his birth was in 1533. I forget the day of his death. I'm doing this from memory. So I can't remember when he died, but he was in that time. Remember, the Jesuit, they were a very young order at the time. And so when he was there in Spain, he was visited as a young child by the Father Faber, this great Jesuit preacher and man of God. He was visited, inspired by their way of life and the way that they wanted to move the church forward and the newness that God was bringing about during that time, when so much of the church was being torn apart by the Protestant rebellion that was going on all over the world, all the way through Europe. He was given this new movement and inspiration, this charism, through St. Ignatius, founding the Society of Our Blessed Lord Jesus in that order. And when they were examining him, wondering if he would be one called to be a Jesuit like this, the superior, Father Faber, answered him this way. Well, if he's not qualified to be a priest, or even a brother in our order, we would certainly be willing to accept him as a saint. Isn't that something? Fabian, if you're not good enough to be a priest, much less a brother, the church will accept you as a saint. We'll accept it. That's what the Lord is asking of each of us, isn't it? Isn't that something beautiful? Something just to take that little treasure, that little nugget right there to go forward. Maybe God hasn't called me to be in the vocation of a priest, but maybe God hasn't blessed me to be a good religious brother or a good religious sister. The church will accept me as a saint. My blessed Jesus, the lover of my soul, he wants me to be a saint. There's so much in that first reading. We can just go ahead and review that first reading. If this is not where the Lord is leading you in the Spirit, because that is a powerful, powerful reading. But I want to share with you something of the life of St. Alphonsus Rodriguez. What he did is he did enter the Jesuit order, but they didn't give him a great position of prominence. They gave him that least privileged place, which many of the saints have shared. That of porter, the one who answers the door. That is a very important position, not one that people strive for, really. But it's a very important person. Because he or she, the porter or the portress, is the one whom the travelers, those who are in difficulty, those who are in hardship, most look forward to, and is a gatekeeper to give the goodness which is within the monastery, and to bring the priests, bring the other nuns out, to bring the goodness of the monastery out to those. And so this person's face, the porter, the portress, has to take on the very face of our Lord. his face so that he can greet them as Christ. That's exactly what St. Alphonsus Rodriguez sought to do. He was known to say that every time the bell would ring and announce there was a person there, he would take himself out of his contemplation, out of his prayer there, which is what he did almost all the time. Be in that prayer, he would take him out and say, "Is it you, my Lord? Is it you, my Jesus, who is waiting out there outside? I can't wait to see you." And as he would open there, he would try to greet with the best smile that he could, with the fullness of his being, because he knew that somehow Christ was in that person, even if they themselves did not recognize it yet. And so they would ask him for advice, they would ask him for words of encouragement, they would ask him to bring the priest out, or the smarter ones than him, to come out and give them things, to be the one who is there. But he always took that as a movement, to greet that person. That bell was the call that said, Christ is at the door. When our phone rings, we do that same. When we receive a text message, do we think the same thing? When we receive all these other hails and beckons that are coming at us, when somebody is passing us on the street, do we pull away from them thinking, oh no, that's somebody who might give me a virus? Or do I say, that's somebody who has Jesus hidden behind that mask? And what am I going to do to make sure that that Jesus in that person is recognized and loved? We need to remember these things during the time. St. Alphonsus wrote this, and this was kind of the greatest sort of summing up of his life. This is a quotation from him, and then I'll close with one of his intimate prayers to share. This is what he said. He said, giving counsel, he said, "You must strive with all possible care to please God in such a manner as to neither do nor behold anything without first consulting him, and in everything to seek him alone and his glory." Remember the great saying of the Jesuits, "I am my own Dei Gloria." All things for the greater glory of God. He's living that out and expanding it in such a way. So I'll read that quotation. "You must strive with all possible care to please God in such a way, in such a manner, as to neither do nor behold, neither to enact something in your life, nor to even see anything in your life, without first consulting God. God, what do you think about this? What do you think about this person? What do you think about this action I'm about to engage in? This thing I'm about to watch? Is that something that's going to please you? Why not?" And in everything, he said, to seek God and God alone and his glory. So is the thing I'm looking at going to redound to God's glory? Is the thing that I'm about to be engaged in going to redound to God's glory? Are these words that are going to pass out of my mouth in an instant because I'm so flustered in this moment, are they going to redound to God's glory or not? Consult him. Our Lord desires to be consulted by us. Here's a meditation on the crucified by St. Alphonsus the Glory. Or rather, St. Alphonsus Rodriguez, the great Jesuit, the porter. He said this, "I put myself in spirit before our crucified Lord, looking at him, full of sorrow, shedding his blood, and bearing great bodily hardships for me. As love is paid in for love, I must imitate him, sharing in his spirit and all his sufferings. I must consider how much I owe him and what he has done for me. Putting these sufferings between God and my soul, I must say, what does it matter, my God, that I should endure for your love these small hardships of my life? For you, Lord, endured so many great hardships for me. Amid the hardship and trial itself, I stimulate my heart with this exercise. Thus, I encourage myself to endure for the love of God who is before me until I make what is bittersweet. In this way, learning from Christ our Lord, I take and convert the sweet into bitter, renouncing myself all earthly and all carnal pleasures, delights, and honors of this life, so that my whole heart is centered solely upon God." Because you have the privilege to do so, you might want to rewind that and listen to it. Each of us right now are engaged in great suffering. Some of us, we can't even receive our Lord and Blessed Sacrament because it's not being offered right now. There are lots of trials. There are difficulties, maybe because we're not able to have them. Our patience is less and less and less as time is going on. Use this meditation, St. Alphonsus Rodriguez. Use it. That amid the hardship and trial itself, to stimulate your heart with the exercise of gazing upon the cross which you yourself do have before you in your home, in your domicile. To ask that question, what does it matter, my God, that should I endure for your love these small hardships? Don't they seem really great to you and me? They are small in the great scheme of God's work that he's doing. For the Lord in doing so many greater, much greater hardships for you and for me. Let our Lord convert that thing which you think is so better, which I endure, and I think is so better, to convert that into a sweetness. And the things which you and I think which are so sweet and we want to run to, which actually are not sweet because they lead to sin, to let him convert those false sweetnesses into their true bitterness so that we see God, so that we pursue God, so that we take in God in everything that we encounter. So that as he concludes his meditation saying that my whole heart is centered solely upon God. If you find that difficult to do, just like Father Bernard does, ask St. Alphonsus Spirit.